Hiya there. So a lot of you guys wanted to know where I got all of this. And by some of you guys, I mean a lot. Like, 2,000 of you. Speaking of, 2,000 followers? Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh, I'm so honored. Thank you guys so much. That is the first time I've ever had a video blow up, so to see it happen in like barely even 2 days was crazy. Anyway, I am going to unassemble this outfit to its bare bones and explain to you what everything is and where I got it from. So, let's get undressed. So now that I've stripped down to the bare bones of this outfit, I can finally explain to you where I got everything from. So my pantaloons, they pop out really far. I got them from Goodwill, and I also got this top from Goodwill. I'm wearing a black tank top under it because it is not entirely solid, it's kind of a little bit see-through. And also, I wear these bracelets that I made myself from Hobby Lobby, and yeah. I really do look like Jack Sparrow.
I got a jar of dirt.
It's actually a bottle, but... So the next thing of my outfit that I put on is this kind of blackish corset that I got from a Highland Games festival. And I can't exactly remember who I bought it from. That's upside down. I think it was called The Leather Company. I don't know. But the guy who gave me a dressing room and everything and helped me out with my corset and stuff, he was really nice. He's a really nice fella. And so, I just put this on and then cinch it to how whatever tightness I like. And don't worry about me breathing. I wore this corset to like a con for 6 hours once. I almost passed out, but it was totally worth it. And then just tie the back. There we go. Tuck that in to make sure it's not showing. Wah. Snatched. On to the next item. This gold vest. I got this at a Renaissance festival, I think 3 years ago. 3 or 2. I'm not really certain. But it was mainly meant for a Venetian jester cosplay. I still have the mask on my wall, by the way. And I just kind of step into it. There we go. Sleeves in. There's the other one. There it is. And then I have to weave the laces back to the things right here. I'm not exactly sure what the company that I bought this from the Ren Faire was called, but I'm pretty certain you could find something like this on Etsy or Facebook Marketplace if you really look for something like that. To the next items. Couldn't see them in that video, but I was wearing these necklaces. This necklace I got from Goodwill, and this is a necklace my mom brought back for me from Peru. Just slide that on. Yeah. And then this necklace from Peru is made entirely out of beads. I have a couple other things from Peru. Wow, necklaces. And then the next thing would be my suspenders that I got from Amazon. Good old trusty Amazon. Which, I can't remember what I used these for. It was for another costume. But actually, oh wait, I screwed that up. The suspenders go under this vest. So let me fix that real quick. Ah, there we go. I fixed the suspender problem. I'm such a dapper lad. Anyway, I gotta put the vest back on, so let me do that real quick. That is much better. Now that I have the sequence of my outfit back in track, I can show you the next few items, which is my tail and these pockets. My tail goes on before the pockets, obviously. It is a bendable tail that I got from Comic-Con. I went down to a downstairs portion of it, and there was a lady there who had weapons and, like, cloaks and all of this LARPing and medieval stuff, and it was awesome. She was such a nice lady. She went the extra mile to take me behind her curtain, and she dumped an entire bag and trunks of tails and ears, and I thought I was in heaven. It was crazy. Anyway. These pockets, yes, they are pockets. They're meant to go under a dress skirt, but these pockets I got from I got it at the same place I got the corset, which is from the Highland Games, 2024 Highland Games. And this corset was like $200, and these pockets were $150. Everything they make is like handmade. It's not factory made, so that's why it's so expensive, and that's why you might be like, oh, that's a lot more expensive than I thought. But yes, I love these pockets. I love them so much, they look so pretty. And the last thing I put on my waist is the belt with my book and my satchel with my cat. I got my book as a Christmas present, so I'm not exactly sure where it came from. Also, these bells are looped through a black belt. It's actually a door hanger, like a Christmas door hanger from Hobby Lobby. But I had the genius idea to turn it into a belt. Also, my cat, Cinder right here, I didn't have her yesterday, but I have her today. And I got her from the same place that I got my tail.
Just gotta put that to the tightest notch so it fits snug.
And then push that down. I draw in this book. It's my drawing book. I don't have any drawings right now because I tore the old pages out, but I had drawings in there. Okay, onto this collar. This is a Venetian jester collar. It's another piece from my old Venetian jester costume. And my character is very Renaissance-y, jester-y themed. And if you are happening to wonder, this is a creepypasta OC, and I will be posting a video about her lore and why she is a creepypasta OC later, because she definitely doesn't really look like one. But that will all be explained in due time, and it kind of looks like I'm choking myself, but I'm not. This collar's actually really loose for my neck. Anyway, the last piece to this outfit is the quote-unquote cape. This is actually a bathing suit cover. It is not an actual cape, but I, again, with my genius brain, had the bright idea to wear it like a cape. Where's the other sleeve? I don't know. There it is. Make sure the collar is showing. There we go. And that's the look. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you so much for 2,000 followers. What the heck, you guys? I love you so much. Mwah. And as a bonus, this isn't with my usual outfit, but it's a corset I found at Goodwill. It was a legendary find. Anyway, that's all the time I have for this video. I need to start making the lore. I'm gonna edit this so it's shorter, because this is like 10 minutes long. Anyway, bye-bye. Love you.